It is some form of arcane magic. I am sure of it.
Then why can't you dispel it, my dear wizard?
Because, cleric, whoever wove this spell must have been powerful. More powerful than your puny half-orc mind can obviously comprehend.
Standing at the base of a darkened stairwell, Ganna watched two members of her adventuring party argue heatedly before a stone archway, the marble door barring their way sealed by something. A something that at the moment neither magic wielder could break through. Normally, she would have found the argument a rather comical sight as Lord Ramonius Draxton, a human wizard of average height, squared off with her closest friend, a 7.5-foot-tall half-orc cleric named Barra. Although Gehenna was certain there was not a royal drop of blood flowing in that wizard's veins. Riled up to such an extent, Draxton's eyes were flashing red in the orange glow of the firelight from the flickering torch gripped in one of Barra's large, green-skinned fists. His hair was a disheveled, spiky mess as he waved his arms around, fisting handfuls of the short black strands in rampant exasperation. Some would call the wizard of 23 years handsome with his strong jaw, intense blue eyes, and straight nose, but humans, with their incredibly short lifespans compared to a half-elf such as herself, rarely, if ever, piqued Gehenna's interest in an intimate fashion. However, she had to admit, as Draxton tipped his head back up to glare at the cleric with barely contained anger and contempt, even he looked stunningly handsome in comparison to the thick, wide, nearly barbarian features common to half-orcs. Never would Gehenna understand where Barra's unending patience stemmed from, as the holy cleric, to the divine and peaceful god Solon, merely crossed her great arms over the simple chainmail encased about her wide chest, and returned a kind smile down at the dark-robed wizard as she said, "Draxton, barbed words will not solve our problems. This door is our only way forward, and we must discover if this old temple was once a dedication to the god Ragnar. If we are to complete the queen's task to destroy all abandoned temples, we need proof of this fact before we bring this temple we stand in to ruin."
"Don't you think I know that? I shall just have to attempt dispelling whatever this blasted magic is. Again."
Placing one large hand on the human's shoulder, Barra halted the wizard's momentum as he started to turn toward the elaborate stone door once more. As if he had been touched by acid, Draxton recoiled with such haste, he went slamming up against the marbled wall behind him.
"Keep your divine oafishness off my person, cleric. That orcish hide of yours will sully my robes."
By the gods, Gehenna thought. If those two did not kill each other, she was going to do it for them. With a bored sigh, she plopped down to sit beside the dwarven fighter already sprawled against the dust-covered steps, quietly draining yet another flask of ale. Just how many ale-filled flasks and canteens Kang managed to bring along on one of their journeys was always a puzzling notion. But the dwarf had to be running dry at some point, considering they had all been away from any village for nearly 2 months, traveling around in search of one temple after another in an effort to ferret out any means by which someone dedicated enough could give the evil god Ragnar the power to regain his rule over Ilvaria. She told him, "I detest this part of adventuring. I am bored to pieces." A flask gripped in one meaty, battle-roughened fist popped into view. She must have hesitated a second too long, because Kang gave the flask a little shake.
"Come on, marksman. It's the best way to relax. Besides, it tastes like candy."
Turning, Gehenna eyed the red-bearded dwarf dubiously and said, "Candy? That is the best you could come up with?" He shrugged one plate-mail-encased shoulder. Flipping several long curly locks of her white blonde hair back over her shoulder with one hand, she reached for the plain silver flask with the other. Bringing the mouth of the container to her lips, she took a tiny sip. Surprise flooded through her. She said, "Well, now, that is not bad at all.